You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Look, I've told you the good news. Humanity's waking up. Populists are getting elected everywhere around the world. The globalists' own leaked documents know they're losing. That's a fact. The problem is we still get conditioned, including myself. Remember, when I'm lecturing you, I'm talking to myself because I judge everybody by me, basically. Human nature, and it's always been pretty much accurate. I've even gotten comfortable with all this. Like, as soon as I saw the story last night that Trump offered to pay for a funeral of a Hispanic veteran that died in combat, and then he saw the bill and said, I don't pay for damn Mexicans that much money. I mean, obviously that was BS, and then it came out from the supposed witnesses and Mark Meadows, the chief of staff, it wasn't true. And now it's come out, it's not true. But what are the repercussions for Atlantic Monthly, the Jeffrey Epstein publication? Look it up. I mean, it's upright, literally involved in all that heavily. I mean, I've told you hundreds of times, Atlantic Monthly is where the the majority of the super fake stuff comes out of them. I watch them like a hawk. They've had articles about how pedophilia is not bad. I mean, these are some sick people. Steve Jobs' wife. So, and you got Bill Gates, you know, caught secretly giving $50 million to Kamala Harris, and he's now been criminally indicted in the Netherlands for a bunch of people dying from the shots. The judge refused to throw it out. Bill Gates said, oh, it'll cause a chain reaction around the world. It'll discredit shots. Yeah, it should. You're not our doctor, you mass murdering eugenics death cult leader. The real name of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the World Population Control Group. They give him awards and ceremonies. And I mean, you know, his dad's the former head of Planned Parenthood. So these guys are scared. Bill Gates' wife left him. His foundation's all falling apart. Fauci's in hiding. The WEF head had to step down, at least publicly, because everybody hates him. But these crooks are still going ahead with their plan. They still think you're going to roll over. We're not. So as negative as all this is, I tell the truth so we can face the reality of what's happening. Because only the truth will set us free, as the good book says. And then we've got Tim Walz saying Trump is the establishment and the big money's behind him. 90%+ of the corporate donations go on record to the Democrats. Democrat members of Congress have over 80% of the wealth in Congress. All the big money, all the corporate media, and then you got Trump and Elon Musk. And they go, oh, he's the establishment. Yeah, right. Oh, and Trump's going to arrest and use lawfare and all his enemies. Meanwhile, they're doing it to Trump. I mean, it's just all on its face BS. But hey, they're not going to stop. So anybody out there that says they're bored, anybody out there that says, oh, you know, what's on Netflix tonight? This is the most exciting, crazy, wild time to ever be alive. And then you got the state of Texas saying to the feds, give us your database under federal law of the illegal aliens you release. And they say, nope, won't do it. So they can get them off the voter rolls. Texas didn't roll over to the feds when they ordered them to put illegals back on the rolls, like Alabama and Georgia and a bunch in Arizona and Michigan and Pennsylvania did. But the Secretary of State did follow their orders and said, but we're going to let illegals vote. And then they look at you and me and say, we're crazy. There's no evidence of illegals voting. Oh, the myth that illegals vote. But the illegals is a side issue. It really is. I mean, in the future, it also gets the apportionment for the new Democrat blue districts. So that's the real fraud. It's the dead people in the out-of-district in these databases. Because when you watch the 2,000 mules and see the numbers, no, it's leftists that get paid, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks a ballot where they've been harvested, they've been filled out at these safe houses, and then they go and they stick them in. And they go in, and most of these states don't even need ID, and they go vote, 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 vote. Or if there's drop boxes, they dump them. And the Republicans have mitigated this some. Trump got it mitigated. We got it mitigated. You got it mitigated. There's more eyes watching it. But it's not a science. We're not sure. That's why this thing is so close. And then fools say, well, I'm not going to vote because it's a fraud. Republicans really have never been caught engaged in major election fraud at the grassroots implementation level. The Democrats are the kingpins of this. And any area they ever take over never goes red again. And that's the problem. And the truth is they're not popular really anywhere. California is not blue. Texas isn't in danger of going blue. They're just going to steal it and say it's blue. New Jersey's not really blue. Mark in New York, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I want to know. I just wanted to say that I support. I love you guys. You're the greatest. I'm thinking that they're going to use these illegal guys coming in. You know, they might use them, dress them up like army fatigue, you know, and use them against us at the same time, along with the FBI, the CIA.
Well, don't think more than 20 states have hired illegal aliens to be police. And there's been a long-term program, but it's been accelerated to 20-something times what it previously was. Look at the numbers, it's over 20 times. The military letting illegal aliens join the military with the promise of citizenship, which is now expanded. So don't think for a minute what you just said is speculation. That's happening, sir.
Right. That's what. Well, I really wanted to say that. And another thing is, as you're saying with Trump, Trump needs to address the military, all right, publicly, or you know, on the world stage, and let them know that we know, you know, that I know that I'm not doing any of this.
And then add. I'm gonna shoot a video today saying what Trump needs to do. You're on key. Bringing this up, making me say this. I forgot to say this. He should say, listen, they've signed this order and are trying to get the military ready to attack the people while they claim I'm for martial law and use the military on people. That's all a hoax. I love the military, so let me address the military. If I become president-elect and they try to call you out on the people, do not follow illegal orders to attack the American people. Oh, that's what he should do. Do you agree?
Exactly. And also, I would like to tell this, you know, the gentleman said it earlier, and, you know, and I disagree with him when he says we can't do nothing. No, we can do any stuff because we're doing it right now. We're using our minds collectively. We're calling in. We're giving out our suggestions. That's how we figure out solutions.
And let's be clear. I mean, let's be clear. This broadcast will conservatively have 40, 50 million listeners and viewers today. That's an incredible number of people. Absolutely. We have the power. We have the initiative. And we know Kamala was appointed and installed and is a coup. That's why what Dana White's saying, calling the elephant out in the room, if more people do it, if Trump does it, if his surrogates do it, that gets ahead of it. It's so critical.
And our Republicans, they're cowards. They're cowards. Not all of them, but the ones that we know about, like Lindsey Graham and the rest of them, they're all cowards.
I agree. Lindsey Graham is blackmailed.
You know what I mean?
I totally agree, Mark. God bless you. Love you. Love everybody. Let's go to Angel in Texas. Angel, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Alex. How's it going? I just wanted to say I agree with you. I think Trump needs to get out and get ahead of this. It usually seems like the things that would put him on the offensive, he waits last minute to even address. And I think that this is something very critical that he needs to address. And I also wanted to say that I think he needs to bunker down because I don't think we're done seeing attempts on his life. There's 12 days left, and I, like, this is just my prediction, but I think that they're going to try to take him out one last time before this election even happens. And the last thing I wanted to say, as a Mexican-American, I know the Democrats are freaking out because within my own family, I've seen all of my aunts that were Democrats switch over to Republican, and I do not think that there's anything the Democrats can say that is going to change their mind at this point.
Is anybody in your family that you've talked to buying this already debunked hoax story that Trump offered to pay for a Hispanic lady's veteran's funeral and then said, I hate Mexicans? I mean, that's so stupid.
There's nothing that these Democrats can say at this point that is changing Mexican-Americans' minds. I think they're freaking out because they see the sway over the Mexican-American population in America and even throughout the black community as well. And it's just, it has them shaking in their boots.
Well, the lady, the veteran that died, that Trump paid for her funeral, sister said she voted for Trump and that it's all a lie. And again, Mark Meadows, who was quoted, said it's totally not true. They just made it up. Yeah, because they're criminals. I mean, Angel, right. Angel, thank you for the call. Carlos in Canada, your take on this.
Thank you, Alex. I know that InfoWars will be greater still, regardless of what happens, because, you know, you owe to Hillary Clinton a lot. When she attacked InfoWars and you personally, she gave you the publicity that you couldn't have paid for. Ever since they attacked you, they've given you more attention, more strength, more commitment to God, something I love to hear when you speak of God. You speak so rightly. Now, when people start in a political campaign bringing up Hitler, you know how irrelevant